Turning to sports on KNKX, Seattle has another professional sports team. The city's XFL team, the Dragons, will begin play next year. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel answers our questions. Art, what?
It's football. It's gambling. Now, this is a legitimate league that is going to start February 8th or 9th in 2020, and the Seattle Dragons will be a part of an 8-team league that's going to play a 10-week season, and there are going to be two postseasons. And unlike the earlier iteration of the XFL in 2001, it's not going to be looking like the World Wrestling Federation at the time, or WWE now. But it is going to be owned by Vince McMahon, the promoter of both. But because all of these players, coaches, and executives aspire to get into the NFL, they are going to run a legit operation, as far as I can tell. And they're going to want to run a simpler game, a faster game, and hopefully a more entertaining game. And they're also going to have cheaper ticket prices. So there are reasons to think that people who can't get enough football will be able to have their fix in February and March every year after the NFL season ends.
And they'll be playing these home games at CenturyLink Field.
Right. So it's going to seem a little bit like the NFL, even if the quality of the play isn't nearly as good. But it is going to be something, for example, that Pete Carroll wants to see, because it's like free scouting to look at all these young players who barely got cut.
And you are calling this basically a junior varsity of the NFL. And who's all involved with the Seattle Dragons?
Well, I think the big name that Seahawks fans will remember is quarterback Jim Zorn is the head coach. Zorn was a very popular figure here when the Seahawks fired up in the 70s and early 80s. And he's back as the head coach. The general manager is a guy named Tony Softley, who is a University of Washington player and a former NFL executive and also a radio personality here. And one of the assistant coaches is a guy named Butch Goncharoff, who was a legend at Bellevue High School.
Right.
He built a powerhouse there over many years and then got involved in a scandal, lost his job, and he'll be back as the running backs coach. So I think there's some local connection there. The players, we don't know yet because the draft will be held in October. And so I expect there's going to be a number of players from local colleges here, University of Washington, Washington State, Northwest Schools. And I think that's going to be the case for all 8 teams around the country.
You mentioned there are going to be 8 teams, but only one other one on the West Coast.
Right. It's going to be the LA Wildcats. Kind of lame. In fact, I'm not sure I really like the Dragons. I mean, I realize we've got an international district here, and that's kind of cool, I guess. But I don't know if anybody can relate to that. Why not call them the Seattle Convergence Zone? Or the Seattle You Can't Park Here, you know, something that we can all relate to.
Right.
I'm not sure that Dragons is quite going to work, but, you know, again, this is fun. So if you need gambling and you need football in your lifetime in the spring, have we got a show for you?
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.